This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's aviation sector is witnessing a remarkable transformation and it is enhancing ease of travel for citizens as well as boosting connectivity. He was addressing the second Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening. The Prime Minister proclaimed the adoption of the Delhi Declaration by all the member states. The Delhi Declaration is a visionary roadmap to elevate the region's aviation sector to new heights. Minister of State for Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh today said that India is ushering in an exciting time for a biotechnology-based bio-revolution. Addressing the Global Bio India 2024 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, Dr. Singh said that a bio-revolution could have the same impact for India that the IT revolution once had for the Western world. The Global Bio India 2024 is a major international congregation of biotechnology stakeholders showcasing India's biotech growth and opportunities to the world. The filing of nominations for single-phase assembly elections in Haryana and third and final phase of polls in Jammu and Kashmir ended this evening. Scrutiny of papers will take place tomorrow. In Haryana, the nominations can be withdrawn till 16th of this month. Voting for the 90-member Haryana Assembly will be held on 5th of October. In Jammu and Kashmir, the last date for withdrawal of candidature is 17th of September. 40 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on 1st of October. Haryana Governor Bandaru Dattacharya has announced the immediate dissolution of Haryana Legislative Assembly. This decision follows the Haryana Cabinet's approval for a proposal of the dissolution of the 14th Haryana Vidhan Sabha, which was submitted to the Governor yesterday. Communist Party of India Marxist General Secretary Sitaram Yechuri passed away today after a prolonged illness. The 72-year-old veteran leader breathed his last at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, New Delhi. He had been on respiratory support over the past few days. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah have expressed grief over the demise of CPIM General Secretary Sitaram Yechuri. India today successfully test-fired the vertical launch short-range surface-to-surface air missile from the test facility off the Odisha coast. The indigenously built short-range surface-to-air missile was test-fired from launch pad of the integrated test range at Chandipur in Balasaur district off the coast of Odisha this afternoon. The test was conducted jointly by the Defence Research and Development Organisation and the Indian Navy. India's equity benchmark indices registered record high closing levels in today's trading session amid positive global cues. Both the indices hit their fresh all-time highs with the BSE Sensex crossing 83,000 level mark and the NSE Nifty at 25,433 in the intraday trade. At the closing bell, the Sensex, which is back of 30 companies, surged at 1,439 points at 82,962 and the NSE Nifty was up 470 points at 25,388 with a gain of nearly 2%. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for Uttarakhand for today and tomorrow due to extremely heavy rainfall. Talking to Akashvani News, senior IMD scientist R.K. Jainamani said that the monsoon depression over northwest Madhya Pradesh is slowly moving northward and northeastward, which will result in extremely heavy rainfall around various parts of Uttar Pradesh and adjoining regions for the next 2 days. In hockey, defending champions India defeated Korea 3-1 to register their fourth consecutive win at the Men's Asian Champions Trophy tournament in Hulunbuir, China. India will next take on arch-rival Pakistan on Saturday in its final league match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.